You're listening to the Affiliate Marketing Podcast, brought to you by AffiverseMedia.com, the chapter and verse of everything you need to know about running a successful affiliate program for your business. This is a podcast for digital and affiliate marketers, publishers, networks, agencies, and MarTech providers who operate, support, or manage affiliate marketing programs around the globe. If you want to launch, scale, and grow a successful affiliate marketing program, you're in the right place. In this podcast, you'll learn how affiliate and partner marketing is constantly changing and tune in to industry experts who are getting behind our mic to share tactical insights and practical knowledge to help your affiliate program grow. Here, you'll discover what's new and trending in affiliate and performance marketing, how to run your affiliate program successfully, and gain industry insights from experts and practitioners from around the globe. The truth is, you simply won't find this information anywhere else. Now, here's your award-winning affiliate and performance marketing host, an industry veteran, your affiliate marketing guide, and the founder of Affiverse, Leanne Johnston.
Hello again, and welcome back to the Affiliate Marketing Podcast. As promised, this week's episode is the second part of our How to Avoid Affiliate Manager Burnout with my two lovely guests, Emily Lieb and Claire Adamo. In last week's episode, we focused on spotting the signs of burnout, and Emily gave us a quick assessment to run through, which you'll also find attached in last week's show notes on our website. I hope that you've taken some time between then and now to run through those questions just like I did. And if you have, let me know your results. I'd be interested to see just how many of our listeners are heading for burnout and what you guys are doing to relieve that stress that we're all experiencing working in the online marketing industry. For the second part of this conversation this week, we focused on the difference between passive and active stress management tactics and taking the right steps to realize when you need a break and how to approach that with your boss or team leader. I hope you guys enjoy the second part of this episode as much as what I did. Let's begin.
So now that we've got our results, let's talk a little bit about what do we do from here, right? So, you know, you're right now likely at a high risk of burnout, Leanne. So what are some of the things that we can do that can mitigate this? So I want to talk about two things. One, some actual tools, like activities that you can engage in. And two, I want to give, you know, those listening to this podcast and those that may be experiencing some burnout, really a tool for how they can advocate for themselves. They need to take some time and space. So when we look at the way we typically deal with stress, right? And stress exacerbated is going to lead to burnout. So when we look at ways that we deal with stress, there are usually two types of ways that one will engage in stress management. One is a more passive stress management tools, and some are active stress management tools. And the difference between the two is when we engage in passive stress management, the stress, the issues, you know, the signs of burnout, they're still going to be present after we've engaged in this passive stress management. So passive stress management looks like binging Netflix, excessive substance use, you know, junk food, overeating, getting yourself highly caffeinated, complaining and gossiping. You know, we really want to look at what kind of a culture are we creating in our organization? Because if we're creating, I like to say that culture exists in the interactions that we have with the people that we work with. Yeah. These are all ways that we temporarily soothe, but the actual stress will still be there when we've finished engaging in those activities. Mm. If we are really looking and want to take responsibility for reducing our stress, active stress management cultivates what we call the system two mind. And the system two mind is where we have the ability to find solutions for our problems in a very natural and organic way. Okay, we don't have to overthink our way into making a choice or a decision. We often do things that get us outside of our day-to-day and normal environment that evoke energy, inspiration, and a new way of thinking. So some of these might be engaging in mindfulness practices. So that might be, you know, walking meditation or sitting meditation, Zen meditation, whatever form of meditation or mindfulness practice appeals to you. Exercise, yoga, ironically proven to reduce stress and burnout is also, if you consider buying a coffee for the person in the line behind you, you've probably released some chemicals in your body that are going to, again, cultivate this stress management, journaling, breath work, all of those things that will cultivate our ability to mitigate burnout and stress when it is present.
And funny to me that you say all of these things, because it also does not involve anything electronic. I almost find sometimes when I get to the level that I'm at right now, and guys, we really are sharing about personal stuff, but I almost find I get addicted to my phone when I'm starting to get busy and stressed. And everything that you've said that is an active stress reliever is actually everything that's away from my desk, away from a screen, away from a phone, away from social media, away from all of these things that we have to embed ourselves in every single day in order to do our job in online. So it's really interesting to me. And one of the things, like if you know me well, the C is my chi. Okay. So I don't know if you believe in any of that stuff, but like when I am feeling really stressed, thankfully I live near the sea, that if I just sit at the beach and listen to the sound of the waves, it's so far removed from my day to day, every day, you know, day in, day out, like everyday state of working, that it really does calm me and relax me. And I don't know, you know, we've got a broad audience of people listening to us all over the world with lots of different cultures and, you know, countries and languages and everything else that tune into this podcast. But whatever feels right for you, and it, you know, could be yoga, could be going for a walk, could be exercise, do the thing that feels right for you. You don't have to do any other woo stuff if you don't want to, if that doesn't feel right for you. But just separate yourself away from the electronics, because I think that is also the bit of the stress. Like Clay, you mentioned it earlier where you said you used to sleep with the BlackBerry on your phone because if somebody emailed you, you wanted to be responsive. Yeah. But actually, if it was urgent, they'd call you. That's a tiny barrier in your mind that you can set for yourself and go, that's my service level agreement to my partners. I don't have to answer every email every day before I leave work. I can actually come into work tomorrow and have 5 emails that were carried over from yesterday if they weren't important. And, you know, setting those boundaries for yourself, I think, is important too.
It definitely is. And I think when you're saying about seeing by the sea, Leanne, and, you know, the fact that none of those activities involve technology, and you're 100% right, because for me, last year after finding this thing, and actually the year before, to try and balance the stress level, I was running a lot. I tried to go 5 days a week, minimum of 4, but I tried to go 5, even if it was 20 minutes and part walk, part run. And I found that if I did that, in the morning before I turned on the computer, it really changed, it set my day up and it helped my mindset. I had a bit of fresh air. I usually actually listen to a podcast rather than music. I found one, I ran a little bit better, but two, I listened to like women entrepreneurial podcasts. Yeah. It just was inspiring. It was uplifting. I listened to a lot of stuff about law of attraction. So rather than putting on like the radio or anything like that, the radio has got the news and the negativity and all the bad stuff going on. I want to listen to something that's inspirational. And every day I did that, even if I then started work at 20 past 9, I thought, you know what? I don't actually really take a lunch break. I go to the kitchen, make my food and eat it at my desk. So starting at 20 past 9, I'm still absolutely fine with the day and what I'm going to commit. But all of a sudden I've had fresh air, a little bit of sun or a breeze on me, and I've listened to something that's inspiring. And all of a sudden the mood going into my day, rather than waking up in the morning and going, Jesus, I can't, like, I've already looked at my emails and I've got 50 because I've got clients in America and I've got clients in the UN, in Australia. And you think, Jesus Christ, this is going to be a level day before I...
Yeah, doesn't stop.
Switch.
Yeah.
It doesn't. But I found for myself, that was a huge stress reliever for me. And like you said, you go to this beach, you sit there for even 10 minutes and you just go put your phone on, do not disturb. Just that 10 minutes of it's just me. Everything is fine, you know, just relaxation. And then you kind of come back and go, okay, now let's go. Now let me smash out what I need to. Now let me kick on with my day. And, you know, it's such a game changer mentally, especially if you're on the verge of burnout or doing that at lunchtime going, I'm actually going to take 30 minutes every day. So why do we not allow ourselves to do that and feel guilty that we're stepping out of the office for half an hour? Walk to work if you're 20-minute walk instead of a 5-minute drive, walk to work. that fresh air and that getting out, it just walks all of that stress off by the time you get to work in the office.
Yeah, totally agree. When we look at the research and the science behind this, what we need is 140 minutes every 7 days. So you could do that one, all that entire 140. You could go sit at the beach for 140 minutes.
Very indulgent to do that.
Wouldn't it just turn it?
Right? But spitting another 7 days is easy.
Exactly. We're looking at 20 minutes a day. And for some people, 20 minutes is really, that's a challenge. I think what we want to invite for everybody is that depending on where you're at with the habits around your active stress management, you know, endeavoring to get up to that 140 minutes can sometimes really be a true act of courage, right? You know, if it's not something that you're used to, we have to consider that all of us are operating inside of our own comfort zone.
Yeah.
And when we think about our comfort zone, it's a byproduct of homeostasis, which is the tendency to maintain the current system, even if the current system sucks. So if you are in a current system, a homeostasis of sleeping with your BlackBerry under your phone and, you know, answering all emails before you call it a night, okay, this is not going to necessarily be conducive to that. So we want to suggest that everybody take on that 140. That can look different for everybody. And those are going to be the ways in which we can actually reduce stress. And sometimes that may be a true act of courage because your inner alarm system is going off because this is not the what you're currently used to. And we want to support you to do that. And that if you are experiencing any of that discomfort or needing to deploy courage, courage is the tool that you need. And if you're uncomfortable, it just means you're doing it right.
Well, that's the other thing, because, and that brings me on to my next question is, you know, what's the best way to approach something like this with your boss? If you've done this assessment, you've got over 29 or whatever the highest level was, you're currently already burnt out. Is it courage that you need or is it honesty that you need to just go and take that to your boss and say, this is how I'm currently feeling. Like, this is where I'm currently at. How do I get out of this state, maybe take some of my holiday, you know, take a break for a day, come back tomorrow. I need to take this time so that I can become more productive. Because ultimately, anybody that's employed at a company that values their people, it's a almost like a mindset switch. You're not being vulnerable and weak. You're actually being strong by saying, this is where I'm at right now. I can't perform my duties in the way that I'd like to. I need to take a break. This is how I'm feeling. Not everybody works for a huge corporate that has a massive HR team. So how do we advocate for ourselves? What's that step that we need to think through before we can make that courageous leap and actually go and tell somebody, hey, I'm not okay?
So as we talked about earlier, the first step is self-awareness. Are you being honest with yourself, with where you're at? And so if you've cultivated that awareness and you know there's some action needed, or there's, you know, some different habits, different routine, or even maybe it's just a day that you think you need, right? What we want to do, and you just did this actually, Leanne, in the way that you just described this example, you use this formula that we teach, which is called situation, behavior, impact, agreement.
Okay.
So the formula is identify the situation. So this is describing where and the when, what were just the facts, right? So I've been working, you know, 12 hours a day over the last few months. Then you want to share the impact. The impact on me is I notice I'm not as sharp when I'm replying to emails. I notice that I'm not performing at my best. I notice that it's taking me longer to do things. I notice that I'm feeling very tired and it's impacting my performance. And then we want to move into an agreement, creating some kind of a plan or an agreement where both parties are buying in, everybody's understanding of what needs to be done. Maybe you're asking for an extension in the deadline. Maybe you're requesting a personal day, but there is an action, an agreeable action inside of the request based on the situation that you've been in, the behavior that it's deploying, the impact that behavior is having, and how you'd like to mitigate it. So this is a beautiful tool that we teach where people can use this, whether you're working with your direct manager or whether you have a direct report, you can use this formula to provide feedback. This formula also has a really beautiful way of taking the emotion. I'm not saying there shouldn't be a place for emotion work when we are endeavoring to advocate for ourselves and renegotiate terms or deliverables or agreements. We do need to stick just to the facts. And then the impact. Because the impact, there's going to be an impact on the business. You're operating that way. So what is the impact? And then the agreement. Can we determine next action steps and mutually agree so that it can still be a win?
And that's this tool as well, not only for advocating to your boss, but also advocating to your partners. So when problems hit in an affiliate program, more often than not, affiliate managers are in the firing line. They're getting shouted at. They're getting, you know, harassed with multiple messages on multiple channels for answers, especially where money's concerned. So where tracking breaks or where a program is paying late, that kind of incremental stress when a problem happens can really tip people over the edge. And I think being open and honest to all affiliate partners and going, you know, it's really not okay to phone me at midnight, or it's really not okay to email me, you know, to WhatsApp me at 7 a.m. in the morning, and actually just set your personal boundaries. Because I think a lot of affiliate managers, they so want to be great at relationship building, and they so want to be great at, you know, making affiliates know that they're there for them and that they're supporting them and that they want to build business deals and collaborate with them, that they forget about setting their personal boundaries. And while some affiliates are your friends, because, you know, you get on with other people more so than others, and you're quite happy for them to call you on a weekend or whatever the case may be, there are some other affiliates that maybe don't appreciate those boundaries. And I think it's actually okay for you to, you know, respectfully tell them what your boundaries are and to set those limits when it is impacting you and getting you to burnout stage. So, you know, if you, not that you need my permission to actually do these things, but I want you to be self-aware of the fact that you can.
Let's get one more tool in this realm. And it is the ability to transform complaints into requests. If you notice, or you in yourself or in your team, that there is a culture of complaining or whining or pointing out what's not working, or then I want to endeavor to invite you to rise into your next evolution of leadership and consider that every single thing you complain about in your life, whether personal or professional, can be addressed by making a request. Your job is to figure out what is the request and of whom do I need to make it? And sometimes it's of yourself. Anything that you complain about, my affiliate manager keep calling me at midnight, right? I keep complaining about that. Well, the request is, hey, I'd like to request that we keep our communication between business hours. Are we in agreement? And you get the yes from the other person. You know, both parties are buying in. It's really important that we make powerful agreements, that we're not operating from a one-sided perspective where we have all of these expectations unbeknownst to the people in our lives. So consider that everything that you complain about has the opportunity to be mitigated by a request. You got to be, you know, discerning and courageous to find out what is the request, whom do you need to make it of, and then go and do it.
Yeah. So like Mike says, just do it. Just get out there and do it and take control of your destiny, because that we don't want to see. And the whole reason why I've invited you guys onto this podcast is we don't want to see good talent skipping out of this industry because they're not nurtured. They're not being taught how to set boundaries. They're not being given the, I don't want to say the freedom, but given the ability to actually self-manage and to self-care themselves through this stressful environment. And hopefully, you know, C-level suite members that are listening to this podcast, you can understand from your staff members' perspective the kind of stresses that I put onto account managers, and maybe start to invest in getting your account managers coached, getting them to be the best level of salespeople that they can be, you know, helping them through stressful situations when markets change, when markets close, when, you know, stressful things happen, especially in industries as highly regulated as the iGaming industry and finance industry for that matter, and really just support account managers to kind of develop their careers and become really strong advocates for your business.
Yeah. And I think you're right about that, Leanne, because I've, you know, one of the things that I've talked to a couple of the recruitment agencies about over the years is that people don't just leave a job because they step out. People quite often will move from being an affiliate manager at one brand to being an affiliate manager at another with no clear, like, increase. They're not becoming a team lead. They're not becoming an owner of, well, now I'm like UK affiliate manager instead of just general affiliate manager. And I think quite often that is because the culture in the business doesn't suit them, or they don't feel supported. They don't feel heard. They don't feel like they have a voice. And I've seen it so much as well. And I think that's what you said was really important. It's particularly for the leaders, C-levels, the business owners, is to really look at how you are supporting your staff. and for the affiliate managers to have that voice, like we keep talking about, and say when something's not right. And quite often when you are feeling stressed, you're not in the flow. Like Emily was saying, you know, it's not, you're not in your zone of genius. Why don't you look at that? Look at the part of your role that is causing you the most stress. Because quite often it's not that you're an affiliate manager and you get, you know, yes, the boundaries is massive, right? I've got affiliates messaging me through the clock from up to midnight and then they start again at four. Mm-hmm. That is in itself stressful. But if you then add in, I've got to do Excel spreadsheets 5 days a week and that is not my skill, then that's going to just fuel that. And it's looking at that and going, which part of this is causing me the most amount of stress and worry and anxiety? And then how can I address that? And how can I go to my manager and go, this is the bit that, it may be all of it, don't get me wrong, but this is the bit that I'm really struggling with. And it could be a lack of education, a lack of understanding. And they're flailing like, God, what am I supposed to deliver? I'm supposed to do a weekly report to the team. And I don't really know the expectation of what is supposed to be in there. And so I spend 3 days on it, hoping for the best and still stressed. Whereas if you then look at that and go, what exactly are you expecting to see? You're managing that expectation and therefore eliminating some of that stress. And if you then go, I don't know how to give you those results, or I don't know how to put it into even, maybe people don't know how to put it into a PowerPoint. You know, look, there's so many things they may not have the skill set, adding to that stress. And it's about being open and analysing, like we said, look at yourself and what it is, and then talk about it and say it's specific things. Because quite often I know there's things in that I do and I'm like, oh my God, I feel like I'm pushing a boulder up a mountain. I hate this. It's not my skill set. And to take that away, well, suddenly that pressure is just gone and I can delegate to someone that's great at that and would do it in a third of the time that I could, leaving me to focus on the things that are my zone of genius, yeah, that I love to do and I do really well. So I think that's really important, a really important takeaway as well.
100%. Well, I think we have given everybody a framework to look at. We've spoken about, you know, not being scared to ask for help. We've cautioned against getting so stressed and so burnt out that it's going to impact your physical health, which you shared, thankfully. And I'm really grateful for you sharing that story. We've given a like matrix almost, or a framework of tools that you can use to actually kind of desensitize and actively manage those stressful situations. I think the next thing to do is to kind of take this away and ruminate on it and see how you can implement it in your teams, but also see how it maybe impacts some of your partners, because maybe they're feeling stressed too. So just being so like self-aware of the fact that burnout is real and that affiliate managers have it. And, you know, having these tools available, I think is a great way to kind of end off this podcast. So it's been an absolute pleasure to have you, Bev, on here and to really deep dive into what affiliate burnout is and to really help people to understand, to be more self-aware and elevate their performance by understanding these tools and actually leveraging them for themselves and also for their team. So I really want to thank you, Bev, for being on this podcast. And hopefully this has helped a lot of people that are listening in from around the world. Doesn't necessarily only apply to iGaming. It could be any industry, travel, finance, you know, it doesn't really matter what industry you're working in. But it's just been such a pleasure to have you both on this podcast. So I'm really grateful to you both.
It's been such an honor to be here with you, Leanne. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, I've loved it, Leanne. Thank you for allowing us the space to share. Appreciate that.
This week's Affiliate Marketing Podcast is brought to you by AMP. The Affiliate Manager Performance Program is designed for ambitious affiliate program managers working at brands, agencies, or networks who want to scale their affiliate program and improve their partner performance. We've trained hundreds of affiliate managers from companies like Microsoft, Omnisend, AstroPay, IQ Option, PokerStars, Betsson, Oxylabs, ConvertKit, and more. We help them build consistent sales and trusted partnerships. Dedicate just 1 hour per week over a 12-week period. This affiliate management performance program is unlike any other. Learn proven tactics, tried and tested strategies, and access decades of experience with industry veterans who've launched, scaled, and grown multi-million dollar affiliate programs around the world. Go to affiversemedia.com, hit the training menu, and book your seat on AMP for 2024.
Want to get your affiliate program noticed? Need new business leads for your agency, network, or SaaS tools? We can help your business get seen and heard. Affiverse offers a variety of advertising and podcast advertising placements, reaching tens of thousands of digital and affiliate marketers around the world. Our content receives over 800,000 impressions a month and is highly targeted. Our podcast regularly charts in the top 100 across Apple in business news and boasts the most 5-star reviews for an affiliate marketing podcast with more than 2,500 plus downloads per episode, putting us in the top 5% of podcasts worldwide. We help brands and affiliate partners connect and grow. Agencies share case studies, insights, and help them find new clients too. SaaS companies find new companies and new leads. Networks find new advertisers and publishers. Advertise with us and you'll find and connect to all the right people in the affiliate marketing industry. Download our media pack by visiting our site, affiversemedia.com, and click advertise to find out more.